Swampy stereotype, that was a fierce battle.
Captain?
Yes, weird new age style alien medical officer with the name I can't pronounce?
I do not blame you, sir. It does consist entirely of vowels. May I ask why some space pirates speak like that?
Even the faintest bloody clue. And speaking of such bodily fluids and the spilling thereof, crew, well done taking this here cargo ship.
Yeah!
Jubilations.
Yeah.
Mr. Gletch with an E, do ye have the ship's manifest?
I's already found the file, boss. The cargo hold contains cryopods with...
Oh.
Illegal clones. Cat girls, these ones.
Oh, I do dislike dealing with clones.
As do I, one with the vowels. As do I. But with the lives we lead, we've little choice but to sell them into one of the most vile trades of all. The fast food service industry. May Space Poseidon curse the places.
He prefers to be called Space Neptune, or Flurgo Zobulax.
You don't gotta worry too much, boss. According to this here automatic report, the cryopods accidentally open up during the space laser bit of the fight, and there's only one life sign left in there.
Lucky souls. No asking about the what and the fries of things for them.
Opening the cargo hold now.
As for the survivor, I shall treat any injuries and perform a mind wipe to erase her trauma and prepare her for a life of armpits of the ancients.
Ain't never heard of that combo meal. Jesus bearded earthling Christ, she's eating the dead ones' faces!
Oh, they were already dead. And look, I'm part cat, like, what do you want from me?
I've seen folks getting chewed up feet first by wild Keldorfs. I've seen nanobots melt people's heads and make their bodies dance the conga. But this...
Ooh, looks like a nasty-ass heart attack you got there. Sorry, can't help ya. The one with the nurse outfit died first, nya.
When I am near enough to someone, I can sense their life force. And, well, the captain does not have one of those anymore.
All in favor of an ultra-violent battle royale to decide the new captain?
Aye.
Respectfully abstain.
Good thing we ain't on our own ship. Your blood's acidic and Beepy here would just leak oil all over the place.
First, it is Beepo. Second, why would I have enough oil to bleed it? It would make no sense.
Incoming transmission.
You didn't hear it because space, but that was the non-sound of a pirate ship exploding. Prepare for swift justice. Just as soon as this sweet holovid of an exploding pirate ship finishes uploading.
Ugh, one of those bounty hunter influencers.
But he can still influence us into defeat.
That was shit.
I know.
Can't you just, like, upload a virus or something?
Can we do that?
I started as soon as she finished saying the word virus.
And?
His ship uses McAfee antivirus.
They still make that piece of crap!
Wait, what's this pop-up? Single women in my area? Here in deep space? They must need rescuing! One click should tell me their coordinates.
Did it work?
Here is a hint. You did not hear it, because space. His ship exploded.
Yeah, I got that. All in favor of canceling the bloodbath and just making the cat girl our new captain?
Aye.
What, did you think I was going to say affirmation or something?
The fight would have been a bitch to clean up after anyway. Oh, no offense, Captain.
None taken. Do I look like those cheap dog girl losers from Splurbotech? Captain Catgirl 48209 reporting for duty.
You are a pirate captain. You do not report to anyone.
Oh yeah, cool. Wait, is this our ship now?
Given that our old one is now a viral video at best and a collection of somehow even more meaningless particles at worst, yes.
Well, this ship fucking sucks. First order of business, get ourselves a new one with big guns and spikes and cool shit like that. We'll claw our way back to the top, but not literally because they didn't give me claws. And they call me a pussy! Ha 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 ha!
Psst. Which species thought genetically hybridizing humans and cats was a good idea?
Humans.
Knew it was one of the two.
Some audio from ZapSplat.com.